right away Glenn Miller played
songs that made the hit parade.
Guys like us, we had it made.
Those were the days.
Starring Carol O'Connor, Gene Stapleton, co-starring Rob Reiner and Sally Struthers in All in the Family.
Mr. We could use a man like Herbert Hoover again. Didn't need no welfare state.
Everybody pulled his weight.
G.R.O. LaSalle ran great. Those were the days.
Archie and Edith, a middle-aged white couple, nuzzle at the piano. At the Bunkers'
Gloria,
dinner table.
Gloria, how come we never have pork chops at home?
Because they're $2 a pound.
Oh, I got these today at Clemis for 89 cents a pound.
No, Ma, I was at Clemis' butcher shop this morning and it was $2 a pound.
Oh, it was an afternoon special.
An afternoon special?
Yeah, he's always doing interesting things like that. Last Wednesday, I was the 415th customer of the month.
Tell them.
And he gave me a special on sirloin steak, $1 a pound.
I don't see how he can afford to sell at those prices. What's he do, grow his own beef?
Maybe it's his way of advertising.
Oh, no, he told me not to say a word to nobody. Because he don't want the people coming in just for the specials.
Why even think about it? Butchers is like bus drivers and band leaders. They're all loony.
I feel sorry for him. He lost his wife last year and he misses her something terrible.
Oh, what'd she die of?
Mr. Clemmer said it was the bad meat they gave her to eat at the hospital.
Why zero in on the bad meat? Anything they give you at the hospital is liable to kill you. Or send you home looking like a tree.
He's such a nice man. Oh, we have so much fun talking things over. Wait a minute, I forgot the rolls.
Edith rushes to the kitchen.
Wonder why Mr. Clemmer's doing all these things for Ma.
I told you before, he's loony.
I think you better face facts, Arch. You're married to a very lovable woman.
Well, a lovable woman's married to a very lovable guy.
Boy, are you smug.
I'm what?
Smug. You're smug.
No, that ain't me, little girl. That's the Hungarian cheese your mother.
No, Daddy. Don't you think it's possible that another man could find Ma attractive?
Well, anything is possible, baby. But, I mean, for her going for another guy, I mean, why should she go for beer when she's already got champagne?
Mike shakes his head.
You really are smug.
Hey, Edith, will you come get this cheese the hell out of here? Open the window, little girl. It's starting to get to me.
Another day at a busy laundromat. A bearded man in a wool overcoat finds Edith at a washing machine.
Mrs. Bunker, what a nice surprise to see you here.
Oh, hello, Mr. Clemmer. I'm always here on Thursday.
Yes, I know.
He grins, then becomes bashful, and moves down the row of machines. Watching Edith, he unpacks his laundry bag.
You look just beautiful today. Like a prime rib roast.
Edith grins bashfully.
I mean that as a compliment. They're $2.39 a pound.
$2.39. Oh, my. Thank you very much.
But if you come in before 11 tomorrow, $1.30.
I'll be there.
Edith reaches for her purse.
Oh, allow me.
He puts coins in her machine.
No, please. No, I take pleasure
that.
In doing it.
Oh, Mr. Clemmer.
You know, you have a wonderful smile, Mrs. Clemmer.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Clemmer.
My name is Albrecht.
Albrecht?
Brecht. But you can call me Al.
Oh, ow. Excuse me.
She steps away from the machines and heads to a bench. Clemmer quickly follows.
You know, you remind me very much of my darling Greta. May she rest in peace.
very much like her.
Oh. You know something, Mr. Clemmer? Al. You ought to find yourself another grader.
Ah. Who would want to have a worn-out old buck like me?
Oh, there are lots of women who'd like to have a worn-out old buck like you.
A young black woman listens in.
Mrs. Bunker.
Edith.
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 She sticks her tongue out to emphasize.
Edith.
He darts his tongue out, too.
Are you telling me that I have a chance?
Sure. Of course. When I was a little girl, my mother always used to tell me that if you wish for something hard enough, you're gonna get it. Oh, and I'll never forget a doll that I wanted in a toy store. Oh, it was a beautiful doll. She had real hair, and she wore pearls. And she said, Mama, and she went, how I wished for that doll.
And you got it?
No. The girl that lived next door to me got it. I guess she wished harder than me.
Oh, I wish I could buy you that doll.
Oh, it was the last one they had.
I can't get over how much you remind me of Greta.
Oh,
we had such wonderful times together. We liked the same things. Chinese food, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, the Andrews sisters.
Oh, I love the Andrews sisters.
Do?
Don't sit under the apple tree with anyone else but me.
Yeah, anyone else but me.
Anyone else but me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The young woman joins in.
Oh, yes, you know. Greta and I, we used to sing all these songs. Greta played the piano, we sang.
Archie and me do that.
You do?
Yeah, I play and he sings. You ought to come over and join us sometime.
Oh, I would enjoy that.
Good, how about tonight?
You mean that?
Yeah, we'll sit around and have coffee and cake, and then we'll sing old songs.
You mean we're singing like...
Yeah,
like
how about 7:30?
You mean sing like we used to?
He drops his gaze and shakes his head.
Mrs. Bunker.
Edith.
Edith. You have no idea how happy you have made me.
He checks his pockets and Edith reaches for her purse.
Here you go, honey.
But the other woman offers him a balled-up hanky. Later that night, Edith polishes her piano.
Edith, I'm off and I'm in a hurry.
Where are you going?
I'm going down to the saloon, Edith. That kid Manuel called and said Harry's alone.
Archie, Mr. Clemmer is coming over tonight.
Who?
Mr. Clemmer, the butcher.
Oh, the guy that all the dogs are always following?
We're supposed to sit around and sing and have an evening.
Well,
I told you about it.
Oh, Edith, you can't hold me to things like that. You know I never listen to what you tell me.
What am I going to tell him?
Tell him not to grind so much fat in his hamburger.
Oh.
You want to answer it? You want to run upstairs and hide, and then I'll holler, yoo-hoo, Edith, your date is here.
Oh, thanks. Good evening, Mr. Clemmer. Come in. You know my husband, Archie?
Yeah. Oh, yes, I do.
He clicks his heels.
Yeah, it is there, Clemmer.
Mr. Clemmer likes to be called Al.
Oh, yeah? Why?
Because that's his name.
I brought you a present.
Oh, you shouldn't have done that.
Why not?
It's a standing rib roast.
Oh, thank you very much. Why don't you take off your coat and sit down? I'll put this in the fridge. Archie, did you know Mr. Clemmer was born in Germany?
Oh, yeah, something told me, yeah. Well, I was over your way, you know, during WW2, the big one. I was in the Air Corps there. Yeah, we sure dropped a lot of hardware on used Jerry's there. Krauts. Well, you know what you are, yeah.
Put some coffee on, and then we'll have some nice oatmeal cookies.
And I brought these.
Sheet music.
Oh, look at all these wonderful old songs. Oh, they don't write songs like this no more.
I hope you play in the key that I sing.
Clemmer joins her at the piano.
I hope you sing in the key that I play.
Well, I hate to leave in the middle of all this hilarity here, but I gotta go to work.
Wait a minute, Archie. Here's one you like. When I call you.
I won't be back till two.
Archie leaves.
Hey, what happened, huh?
At the bar.
Nothing.
Archie and Harry comfort Barney.
I can't talk about it.
Oh, come on, Barney. Hey, your pal's here. You gotta share your troubles with your pals. Well, unless you want a loan or something like that.
Come on, Barney. Tell us.
My wife left me.
Oh, Barney, no, not Mabel.
No, Blanche. What am I gonna do, Arch?
Well, Barney, geez, I think the question is, what did you do to her?
I didn't do nothing to her.
Barney, you must have said something.
I don't see how I could have. I hardly ever talked to her.
Barney, is it another guy?
Well, the exterminator came over the house and sprayed a couple of times, you know. Knocked off the termites, knocked off the cockroaches. It looks like he knocked off Blanche.
For starters, I wouldn't pay the exterminator bill.
I really miss her, Arch.
Well, listen, like the old philosopher says, you know, a woman is like a streetcar. The oceans are full of them.
Harry and Barney knit their brows.
Yeah, but not like Blanche. Not like Blanche. You see, I miss Blanche like you'd miss Edith.
Trouble with women is you never know what they're thinking or what they're gonna do.
Archie thinks. Meanwhile, at the Bunkers' piano.
For you and me, church bells will chime. You will be mine.
Clemmer and Edith share a grin.
I am having a wonderful time.
Oh, me too. Here's a cute one. Nancy Dunks.
Oh, no. A little Nancy Divey. A tiddly divey too. You know, I have a confession to make. I never know what the song means.
Neither do I.
Listen. This one is for you.
Ich küsse ihre Hand, Madame, und träum es wär ihr Mund. Ich bin ja so galant, Madame, doch das hat seinen Grund.
I'm at the Lawrence Welk Show. That's beautiful. What does it mean?
It means I kiss your hand, madame, and dream it would be more.
Oh. Oh.
Have such beautiful hands.
Oh, here's a nice
No,
sword.
No, please, please. No more music. Let's just talk.
Oh, all right.
You know, all the times you have been coming into the shop, I was hoping for a time like this when we could be alone together.
Oh, you shouldn't talk like that, Mr. Klemmer.
Al Liebchen.
Al Liebchen.
You don't know what I feel for you.
Oh, no.
Edith,
oh, no.
Edith.
Please, Mr.
He tries kissing her hand again, but she pulls away.
Mr. Liebchen, I mean Mr. Klemmer. I ain't interested in nothing like that.
But this morning you said I had a chance.
Oh, but not with me. I meant somebody else out there. Oh, I better give you back your stand and rib roast.
No. That's for you to keep. I am so sorry. I'm deeply embarrassed.
Me too. Oh, my. I'm sorry, dear Mr. Klemmer.
Why? Why are you sorry? For what?
For being so dumb. Oh, I should have known pork chops, 89 cents a pound.
Ah, you ate them home.
Oh,
he whips out flowers.
Oh. For me?
Oh, certainly it for you. Didn't think I'd bring them in for him, did I?
She kisses him.
I'll put him in water.
How about coffee, Edith?
Coffee? You'd kill him.
She scurries to the kitchen, leaving Archie with Klemmer.
Well.
Well.
Wonder how late it's getting to be for anybody who's got to go home.
9:45.
I made some fresh coffee. It'll be ready in a minute.
I'm sorry. I can't stay. I had a wonderful time. Goodbye, Mrs. Bunker.
Goodbye, Mr. Klemmer.
He shakes her hand, then collects his sheet music.
Good night, Mr. Bunker.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, like they say, I'll be the zoom.
You know, you have a wonderful wife.
Archie stares blankly at Klemmer.
Yeah. Well, you really didn't have to tell me that.
Klemmer heads to the coat rack.
Well, now that I got to know you there, Klemmer, when I pass in your butcher store there, I'll give you a wave hello, you know, and you can wave back to me, only don't wave with the cleaver in your hand. You know?
Well, viel Glück.
Aye.
Be happy.
Oh, yeah, thanks very much, yeah.
Yeah.
I'll do that, yeah.
Klemmer leaves.
You for the beautiful flowers.
Oh, hey, Edith, you deserve them, huh? Hey, it's funny about some of them Germans, huh? I mean, they're jolly and friendly and all of that, but they just can't tell the difference between what belongs to them and what belongs to the next guy.
Huh? Oh, Gee, are you jealous?
Oh, no, Weedy. Why would I be jealous? You're just being nice to a lonely guy there. Nah, yeah, you know me, Eden. Jeez. So, well, what was you doing here tonight, huh?
Just sat around and sang.
Yeah, sitting on a piano bench, yeah, huh?
Yeah, I played and we sang songs. He sang me a song in German.
What did he sing you, March?
It was da 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 da, madame. Da da.
Oh, yeah, I remember that old thing. Yeah, it went, in dreams I kiss your hand, madame, your dainty fingertips. And when in slumberland, madame, I'm longing for your lips.
Edith nuzzles and kisses his cheek.
Ooh, oh, Well, what are you thinking about there, Vinnie?
I was thinking about where I'm gonna buy my meat now.
Directed by Paul Bogart. Written by Phil Sharp. Story editors Larry Ryan and Mel Tolkien. Script consultants Bob Weisskopf and Bob Schiller. Associate producer Bridget Jensen Drake.
All in the Family was recorded on tape before a live audience.
Executive producer Mort Lachman. Produced by Milt Josephsberg. Developed by Norman Lear. Theodore Beichel, Alvin Klemmer. Alan Melvin, Barney. Jason Wingreen, Harry. Copyright 1978 Tandem Productions Incorporated. A Bud York and Norman Lear Tandem Production. Sony Pictures Television.